Two dudes, one tiny ass apartment. Does it get any more Disney than this?
Relatable delinquents who talk about life,
alcohol consumption,
athletics,
partying,
university lifestyle,
coitus,
and everything in between.
A lifestyle podcast for young adults who don't know what's going on.
Wait.
That's not how it works. I'm Nathan Baylor.
I'm Caleb Plouston. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minimal Filters.
Minimal Filters. Minimal Filters. Minimal Filters. Two guys who really don't know what's going on.
Welcome to episode 22 of Minimal Filters. On today's show, Kale and I will be answering all of your roasts, but we will be answering them when we were a little crippled on Sunday night. That's right. We got hammered for our podcast and then decided to read out all of the chirps you guys gave us, which is obviously a recipe of success for the podcast, but probably not for our mental health. After that, we're going to give you our Super Bowl picks, so all of you know who to bet on this weekend, or not bet, because I probably wouldn't fucking trust us either. And as always, we will cleanse the show off with our shower thought of the day. Kale, how do you think our unsober get burnt went?
Not good. If I'm being completely honest, I think it was probably horrible. Probably a stupid idea. We should not have done.
Yeah. Part of me, like, listened to it back and I was like, fuck, like, some of the answers, like, it just didn't make sense a lot of the time, honestly.
No, honestly, I think we just got too drunk. We overdid it. It's one of those things, too, where, like, you don't realize how drunk you are until, like, you have to either, one, stand up or you come to a quiet place, which was our apartment, and it's just, it hit me like a fucking truck.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair. I think had we done what we said we were going to do, where we were going to have six beers, three shots, you know what? That would have been a nice number. That would have been nice, controlled, yeah. Very safe number.
And we would have got home at a decent
time. We had
too.
More than that. We had a lot more than that.
We literally, no. So we were on the pace for that. Then we met up with some friends who are not good influences, and we ended up fucking, I don't know. I'm not going to say how much money we spent.
We ended up thinking we were getting shots bought for us, but we ended up having to pay for those shots.
Yes, which I feel like a lot of you have been there before, and it's not a good feeling, especially the morning after.
Yeah, no, I was... Yeah, I don't even want to get into how I felt the next day.
I don't know.
I was fucking hungover, that's all I'm going to say.
I just think that it was maybe a mistake, but you guys can decide.
Yeah, you guys can decide. We're going to read these out. We're going to read these out. We're going to send it over to Unsober Nathan and Kale here.
Yeah.
Sending it
over to us.
Yes, sending it over. So without further ado, here is... should I say hammered?
Yeah.
Here's hammered Nathan and Kale.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. This time it's Kale talking, not Nathan. So, this podcast is a lot different than every other podcast yet. Nathan and I, we went out at 7 o'clock today on Sunday. Kraft and Greta, and we met up with a couple of friends throughout the way.
Moral
of the story is that we're clipped up right now, and we're going to read the Get Burnt segment under the influence of alcohol. Funny quick story, our original podcast name was going to be Under the Influence, but that would have meant every single episode we'd be drunk, and that is not safe. So this is just a little Under the Influence segment.
And guys, get hammered every once in a while.
Every once in a while, it's fine. Every Saturday, every Sunday, stress. Every Friday, whenever you want to. So we're going to read every single Get Burnt. There is 59, which I fucking love. Thank you all who said these. I haven't read them yet. No sneak peeks. I want to know it.
Here we go, Nathan. Let me hear it, buddy.
Okay. Kale. Naturally an extrovert, but becomes an introvert when he's not the center of attention.
Hold on. I don't even know which is which, right?
Basically, that means, I believe, if I'm reading this correctly.
Naturally an extrovert, but becomes introvert when he's not the center of attention.
When people aren't paying attention to you and stuff like that, it basically just means you turtle.
Oh, yeah, okay. Honestly, I'm not going to, sure. That's actually facts.
I don't know.
Wow. I'm honestly God having troubles reading. Like, that's just too much for my brain to fucking comprehend.
Your mustache sucks.
I don't have a mustache anymore. I haven't had my mustache for like fucking...
I feel
fucking,
like that's been in every single Get Burnt we've done, even when you don't have a mustache.
But it didn't fucking suck. I don't understand that. I think it's people who said it sucks are just the ones who were jealous. You probably wrote that, Nathan. Be honest. Did you write that one?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. You you're hot. They didn't spell your properly, but whatever.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
You're hot, but have the personality of a carrot? What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know what that means. I'm pretty sure that means I have no personality at all, which I do. Honestly, I think I have a great personality, aside from what depends how you want to look at people. I guess people who are jealous who just say stuff like this. I think
there's one thing I've learned from doing this podcast: jealousy runs rabid in this world.
Yeah, man.
Is that the right?
I don't think so.
Rabbit. Kale will never be as cool as his dad, no matter how hard he tries.
Yeah, that's facts, man. He's already in fucking roast yet. That's completely fact. My dad's a beauty, and he's cool as shit. Yeah, my dad's honestly basically just like I'm a younger version of him. So give me 30 more years, and hopefully I can be as cool as him still. But I don't know. I feel like he was probably kind of similar to me when he was my age.
I'd say it's pretty fair.
I've heard a couple stories from his high school days. Yeah. It's not much different. But yeah, he's cool. And I'll take that as probably facts. I won't ever be as cool as him. But
whatever. Kale, the...
Wait, Salt. Are you ordering McDonald's right now? You going to fucking ask me if I want some? Or Nathan, maybe? Give me
fucking food.
You come to our house, you got to get us McDonald's, man. Come on. Hey, I'm just going to text you what I want so we don't fucking... No more interruptions.
I'm going to hand the mic off to Jay here.
Okay.
Why is that what you decided to fucking say?
All right, Jade, no more giving the mic to Jade. Yeah, Jackson, Jade, you can fucking just Jade go. I'll text you what I want, Jackson. Hold on.
Okay.
I don't know what we were just at. Where were we?
The type of guy to fall in love with a stripper.
This is my... okay, yeah. I know, yeah. Should I give a quick story
time? Oh, well, yeah, that's what podcasting is.
Okay, quick story time. I don't know. I think it was probably 2 summers ago. Do you remember where I'm getting at, Bills? I think you were there for this night.
I don't think I was there.
Okay, maybe you weren't. Well, all I know is that the night ended with me riding a train. Not an LRT train, an actual train, like a that hauls oil and like
coal.
You know, whatever trains. But anyways, we went out one night to, I think we started at Greta, then we went to National. Got kicked out of both those places, so we're like, fuck it. We haven't been to the Rippers for a while. Let's go to the Boudoir. So I think me and Shy, I think Salt, you might have been there too. I think us three, Baylor, I could have swear you were there. I don't know. We went to the Boudoir. It was actually one of my first times in a strip club ever. I've been a couple times since. Not back to that one yet. I don't think I'm welcome there. But anyways, met this stripper. Ended up paying a little extra for a private dance. And then, man, like... They know what they're doing, strippers. They know how to make gentlemen like myself pay extra. They literally, she got right into my heart and fucking tugged on my strings and made me pay like about $240 basically for my love. And she told me she went to the same university I was going to. She told me her first and last name. She told me
Did you guys her start whole life. Dating?
So... Again, the next day I had anxiety to start with, but then I was like, oh shit, yeah, this happened. So I went on Instagram to go type in her name again, and I was blocked on Instagram, and my Snapchat to her was pending. Yeah. So she used me for my money. I fell in love with her briefly, but I think after that I moved on quick. Just as quick as I fell for her, I think.
I think that's, you fall in love with a stripper, I don't think you're supposed to stay with her. It's just my,
well,
that's my
two cents. Well, I know, man, but that's, you know, one of those fucking nights.
You know, I might only be 21, but I'm pretty wise, so I think you shouldn't fall in love with a stripper.
She knew all the right things to say to me.
I've never been less attracted to someone in my life than when I saw your dancing. Are you that shitty of a dancer?
Oh, man, I wonder how new this one is, because didn't Salt, I think Salt posted a video of me dancing tonight.
You were in a Soulja Boy earlier.
I was in a Soulja Boy.
It's like time it was pretty gross. I didn't like watching it.
Soulja Boy. Well, I don't know, but that wasn't a horrible video. I know I'm not the greatest dancer, but here's the thing. Try being my size, Amy. No. Try being this tall and being coordinated. It's hard, man.
Yeah. No, I totally...
You look at...
I totally get it. Like, being as tall as we are, it is tough to dance.
Being a couple tall guys.
Yeah.
No, but again, think of every single person you've seen bust a move and like actually did a really good job, but they're all tiny. Again, I think
that's kind of heightest of
it. I think one of the podcasts we did a while ago, Nathan, there was something again about dancing. It might have even been another Get Burnt one, but I think someone made fun of, maybe it was your dancing, and we kind of basically mentioned that every single like break dancer, every like hip hop dancer, whatever, they're all small.
I have absolutely no fucking recollection of this conversation.
This might have honestly been a dream.
Kale likes men a lot. Like a lot, he sends naked pictures of him. If you know, you know.
What? Say that again.
I can't. It's just terrible grammar on their part. He sends, makes pictures of himself naked. If you know, you know. I think the moral of the story is you like men.
No, I think honestly, no. Okay, yeah, maybe that's the moral, but no. But yeah, I'll admit straight up too. I'll send the boys naked pictures here and there. It's just fun, you know?
Yeah.
The human body, and this is one thing too. I've been told by many people that, cool, like, why the fuck are you always naked, man? Why do you sleep? I've been sleeping naked since I was probably 12, 13.
Hey, shut up. Shut the fuck up. You're being super loud.
Go sit on the couch. Sorry, guys. Fucking.
Shut the fuck up.
You two go sit down on the couch away from here. You're distracting us and fuck, I hope everyone can hear them.
Ruining our podcast.
But anyways, my one thing I'll say is that the human body was born naked. Back, there wasn't clothes back when humans first started roaming the earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I had no idea.
So just think about that.
This one's kind of mean, so...
skip it. If it's mean, no, don't skip it. I'm just kidding.
You disgusting rabbit tooth fuck. Go to the dentist, you Bugs Bunny looking ass. Eat shit. Yikes. I mean, braces are expensive, I guess. Is that...
Man, you know what? I've had it. I fucking had it with you assholes making fun of my teeth, okay? I don't control the teeth I was born with. And braces are expensive. My teeth, okay, I know they're not great, but they're not fucking horrible. I've met a lot of you fucks out there. You know, I bet the person who said this is just fucking a nobody. And they probably either had braces or they have bad teeth too. And they're just trying to fucking make someone else feel their pain. Because, yeah, that kind of hurts a little bit.
I'll be honest. I haven't paid attention to a single thing you just said. My ass is so sweaty.
The beers?
Ah, fuck.
Well, because you're wearing sweatpants. Why did you keep your jeans on? I guess that wouldn't be much.
That wouldn't have been any better.
But they're literally called sweatpants.
Kale's foot fetish is real. He took non-consensual pictures of my feet this summer. No, skip. Is that true?
Cut that. You know what? Fuck it.
Sure. I'll move on.
Sure.
You have to have consent, though, even if they're feet pictures. For the record.
It's not a foot fetish. It isn't like I get off to feet, but man, there are some, and correct me if I'm wrong on this one, but there are some nice, Jesus Christ, I need some water. There's some nice feet out there. Bells, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know who this would be saying this, but I don't recall taking unconsensual pictures.
You're making me nervous with that answer. I gotta move on. How's the weather?
Yeah, not a foot fetish, but it's I don't mind feet there.
Are you gonna interrupt me?
You know what it is? You wanna know why? I wanna talk about this feet some more. This feet thing some more. It's because I got fucking ugly long toes that are covered in hair and my feet are fucking size 13. So it's nice to look at some other feet every once in a while. And
that's something you had to say.
Maybe cut that too, actually.
How's the weather up there? Save some pussy for the rest of us. Yeah. Backhanded compliment.
There we go. Now we're back on track. That makes up for the pain you caused me with the tooth one. Hopefully that was the same person that felt bad.
But Kale.
Weather's good up here. I'll try to save some pussy for the rest of y'all, but no promises.
Kale definitely lets Nathan put a leash on him and makes Kale lick up his quotation stupid off the ground like his bitch. Lick what is my stupid?
Lick off your...
Dude, I'm reading what it says.
Just a heads up, if me and Nathan ever decide to do this again, you guys need a fucking better grammar, because I have troubles reading as is, but when you guys don't work shit properly, it's hard.
Gooder grammar. You're just fucking stupid ass.
But no. No, Nathan doesn't not put me on a leash.
People clap when they see you. They're just so proud of how far a special needs kid has come.
Okay, I'm not, no.
That's just a good one. That's just...
But I can't. This is someone trying to cancel me.
Yeah.
This is self-control.
No, you can't respond. You legally can't respond to this. You legally can't.
Come on. I can't.
You're the type.
Nice try, buddy.
You are the type. You see, this person did the wrong you're too. Fucking, it's your. Y-O-U-R means your, as in yours.
Sure.
People keep using that when they should be using Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. For you guys doing these, do it right next time.
What was the question? You said the question to me yet? Or just...
No, I was just doing a rant. I was doing a rant on the...
There's three different kinds of yours, isn't there?
Yeah, but they all they suck at them.
You are?
You are.
What's the question?
Okay, so technically it should be you are, but I'll... You're the type to enjoy a cuckold. What's a cuckold?
Oh, see, now someone's probably just trying to get me to Google cuckold, which is probably isn't a good idea either. Should I go to images? I know, I'm pretty sure I know what it is, but cuckold. A man whose wife is sexually unfaithful, often regarded as an object of derision. Okay, I'm going to look up an easier definition.
That's even more, I'm even more confused.
Cuckold is the husband of an adulterous wife. That doesn't really make it.
Okay, we're moving on.
A man of an unfaithful wife. Basically, I think like I let other
dudes enjoy
fuck
women.
My wife.
Yeah.
No, you have a wife? I wouldn't enjoy that.
Kale,
I think that'd be the worst thing ever.
Kale looks like a dumb beaver. Another teeth
another
one,
tooth
basically.
Joke? Yep.
I think we're wrapping yours up here.
I fucking hope so. There better be. I want there to be one more good one. Fuck. I'm gonna. You know what? For now on, Nathan, we can't read it anymore.
Did it? Fucking.
Oh, salt. Go get that.
Your McDonald's.
That was
here.
Fast. That was only like 15 minutes.
Well, it's right there. It's right
I
down
guess
the street.
We do the next to Don's.
Okay, last one. Hey, if you're gonna grab the McDonald's bag, yeah. Be quiet.
Grab it, and then shut up. And what'd you get me? Yeah, here, pass it to me.
Okay, last one, KL. Please pay attention while you get your stuff.
Hold on. Thanks. Okay, go. You're good.
Didn't know Big and Tall had a ladies section.
Didn't know Big and Tall had a ladies. Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
That's not even that funny.
All right. Okay, you can. Yeah, go
Let
ahead.
It?
Yeah, it's
That's
my
all
turn.
My, eh?
Yeah, I don't know what else to say.
All right, that one, you know what? I'm okay. Can I? Fuck, I almost want to stop and eat this burger, but I'll fucking just make sure I get it.
Can you start reading mine?
Nathan, you still look the same since junior high school. Honestly, man.
You know what, man? I'll be honest, man. I peaked.
Yeah?
I peaked when I was 12.
Okay, I don't know if you should say you peaked in junior high. Saying you peaked in high school is
nah,
a little
dude,
bit better.
I'm allowed to. I can say whatever the hell I want, but... I've also been told that I've puberty hit me hard, so you can suck off with that one.
Puberty hit you hard as in bad?
No, as in good. As in my face developed in a more handsome way.
Well, there you go. Then say that. Because if you say puberty hit me hard, that makes me think that puberty did you bad.
Did you dirty.
I hit puberty when I was like fucking 7 years old, so.
Yeah, I get that, being tall and shit.
Nathan, you're cool. That's the next one. Moving on from that one.
Thank you.
Thank God you have beautiful blue eyes because you're literally such a... Oh, whoa. You're literally such a C word. You're a cuck. You're also a cuck.
Yeah. I mean, thanks for the compliment.
The other C word.
My blue eyes are my best feature besides everything else, I guess.
They're your only... Fuck you, buddy. Somebody said you were attractive in the 7th grade and you situated your entire personality and ego around it. That's...
Ego, yes.
7th grade was junior high, I guess, so that actually makes sense because that kind
ego,
of relates with the one before.
Ego, absolutely. Ego is still probably where it shouldn't be, but
the type of guy
is nice.
Nathan's the type of guy to get Tinder Gold.
You know what? All right, I'll go into depth on this one. I've never bought Tinder Gold.
Tinder
I've never
Gold
bought
money?
I've never bought Tinder Gold. However,
you don't know what Tinder Gold is, man.
However, there's one time I was staying at a hotel. It was myself.
Where was the hotel?
My parents. We're near Edmonton. It was myself, my parents, and my sister. And you know, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I was thoughting. Like if I was getting with someone or what with my parents in the same hotel room. But I rounded the likes pretty quickly there.
But you know you're down bad when you're on
yeah.
next to your fucking
and
parents.
And so not only did that happen, I ended up buying extra likes. Not even Tinder Gold. I bought extra likes, which was about $5 or $10. I don't know. I can't remember. I thought they wouldn't notice, but they noticed as we were in that hotel room. So they were pretty pissed about that. And the nice, what's the word I'm looking for? The nice cherry on top to this whole dilemma of me buying Tinder likes while I was in the same hotel room as my parents and my sisters that it was the weekend of my grandma's funeral.
Okay. Man. Why would you fuck it? That's such a bad story, because how does one not laugh at that? But
it's supposed to be funny. Like, it's funny that I did it on my grandma's weekend. It's not like we have to talk about... No, just move on, but like, yeah.
Grandma's probably looking down from heaven now, shaking her head hearing that story. Probably so disappointed in you right now.
I don't blame her.
Fuck you. I just lost respect for you.
I don't blame her, man.
I guess funerals, you're not in the right mindset, and apparently you decided to be horny.
Whatever.
That's
different coping mechanisms.
Yeah. To each his own. Oh, man. fuck you, man. Baylor's face reminds me of the way a butthole looks. Baylor's always just winking. Baylor's always just looking back and winking at you.
I'm always squinting because I don't have my glasses on.
You're always. Ooh, this one. Take this one, Bills. Accutane saved this guy's life.
Yeah.
Did you have bad acne?
Oh, dude. In grade 10, I think I thought I was going to be a virgin for life. That's how bad it was.
Really?
Yeah, but then obviously.
Was grade 10? What was that, N15s?
Yeah, so.
It was grade 11 and 15s.
No, it was grade 10 was 15s, but my acne was terrible grade 9, and then beginning grade 10, I was like, I can't live with this.
Is that when you started grade 10?
Yeah, okay. So I didn't drink all grade 10. I drank once all Jesus of grade Christ. 10 because I stayed on Accutane.
Yeah, I guess, fuck it, Accutane saves lives.
But, I mean, you know what? I did. Look where I am now.
Shout out Accutane.
I have a sponsor.
Do you imagine Accutane sponsors us?
I have a podcast now, so I don't know how it could have gotten any better.
That's like a perfect like fucking step by step. Got on Accutane, started a podcast.
Does it get any more Disney than that?
Oh, fuck you, Nathan looks like Patton Oswalt with that thick ass neck of yours.
Okay,
Patton Oswalt, he's a little short.
Yeah,
from
AP
Bio.
Yeah, okay, Pat. You look if you're listening to this podcast. Look up Patton Oswalt. I don't look anything like him.
No, you do. No, I'm like...
Fuck you, man. You know what you're lying.
I'm not saying because like your neck's fat, which I'm not saying it's not either, but you literally look like Patton Oswalt.
Man, you're just such a capper.
Let me see his height, because you guys probably are not too far in height.
I'm probably like 2 feet taller than him.
I just Googled height.
Obviously, okay, let's just move on. Just move on. I don't look... Moral of the...
1.61 meters.
Moral of the dilemma... Moral of the dilemma is I don't look like Patton Oswalt.
Patton. 5'2". Oh god, that's pretty fucking close, man. You and Patton.
It's off by a total foot.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm 6'3". Okay, I don't know how many times I have to tell you guys shut up.
I'm just gonna ignore them. We're almost done probably, guys. You guys wanna go fucking Jay, do you wanna go home?
You guys wanna
You live leave? Right next door, you can just go home. I didn't even know why you came here, if I'm being honest. Okay, sorry.
Pete, come on, man.
Sorry, Jade. You can go home, though. I don't care. Nathan looks like he would kiss his mom on the lips and think there's nothing wrong with it. Oh, God. Hope he's not listening to this one, Bells. Come on. Give a good reply. Don't be weird about it. Oh, you're being weird. You're being weird, man.
Never kiss my mom on the lips. Don't catch me with that gay shit.
I was waiting for a psych. Never mind. Nathan willingly bumps Biebs.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Willingly, oh, like you willingly like crank Bieber in the car. You bump it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of their songs is
one less long.
What's the one I was listening to the other day?
Maybe I told you to start over the show.
You know, it's hard for me to think of the song before. I'm thinking of when you're singing like a fucking idiot over there.
Be honest, girl.
The songs, whatever. Just move on.
Sorry. Do you though? Because Bieber does have some, again, like, has some bumping
Every once in a while, listen
like the,
to
what's
it.
The one with Nicki Minaj, where, like, they're in a pool, like, as long as you love.
It's as long as you love me. Oh, yeah, you're pretty close.
Nathan looks like, another lookalike one here. Hopefully this is good. What if it's Patton Oswalt again? Nathan looks like that guinea pig from the bedtime story with big eyes.
I don't even have big eyes.
Guinea pig from, what, bedtime story I said?
You know why? I know this isn't me because I've been an asshole before and said, hey, that guy looks like the guinea pig from Bedtime Stories.
This is kind of cute.
It's a good movie, man. It's a underrated classic of Adam Sandler's, I'd say.
Wait, is the guinea pig the main character?
No, he's just there. He's just in there.
He is kind of cute, though, Bill, so I wouldn't take that as a roast, honestly. you might have tattoos. But everyone knows you're one of the softest motherfuckers out there. Yeah, are you did you get tattoos so you could like kind of look tough?
Is there any other reason to get tattoos?
I don't think so, honestly.
Yeah.
So you were like you're overcompensating for your
I think it's a good balance. I think I'm pretty hard on the outside in the non-sexual way right now. But I also like to love. I'm a lover, not a fighter. So is that okay?
Sure, man. Yeah, that's okay. Nathan is the most basic white guy who doesn't realize how little of a person he is. Yeah, you gonna answer that?
I'm just trying to comprehend it.
Uh-oh. Guys, Nathan's shutting down for the night. He's fucking sleeping.
Does it mean literally?
Yeah. Oh, I should get a video of you and fucking post whatever story so everyone can see how fucking black you look right now.
I'm pretty white.
No, blacked. Oh, you said... Did you say you're pretty white?
Yeah, because I got called the most...
No, I mean blacked out, not black.
Yeah, but I'm not talking to you, man. Your words mean nothing to me. I'm talking about the person who said I'm the most basic white guy ever. That's all I said. I'm pretty white.
Fair enough. Nathan is a guy that lives with a guy that likes men a lot. Well, that's me.
I like how they hit it in mine.
Fuck. They've done that test a couple times now. Or that what they probably meant was Nathan is a good guy, comma, that lives with a guy / likes men a lot.
No, I think they were just towards
Nathan
you.
Sounds like he's lost multiple brain cells and never knows really what is going on and stupid pours out of his mouth.
Yeah, I've probably lost a few brain cells in my life.
Salt's laughing. Salt's laughing. I think Salt just wrote that one tonight. It doesn't sound fucking grammatically. Oh, fuck. Doesn't sound grammatically correct. Woo! Okay.
I've heard better.
You secretly like BBW.
Nah.
You don't like big black women?
I have nothing against them. Oh, there you go. That's not my type.
I thought you were going to say, no, I hate them.
Why would I say that, man?
Why are you laughing?
I'm not.
Salt's laughing. Man, Salt, can you fucking stop laughing, man? We're trying to focus. So I think Salt wrote these last four. I think that was the last one, actually. No, I swear there was...
Right.
Buddy, your chest looks... Oh, this is a good way to end it. Buddy, your chest looks so full of air. Probably got to pump it up just as much as your sex doll so you can fit in with the big dogs.
How do you... Like, I don't even know how to take that. My chest isn't full of air, first of all.
Do you have a sex doll?
This should probably like go on my tombstone, honestly.
Do you remember the
big
sex
chest
doll story?
And like sex dolls?
Remember our sex doll story?
Yeah.
Was it? Did you buy it?
I bought it for someone for Secret Santa.
Yeah, and was it Bullmark? So great.
Yeah, and then it got passed around and got trained by our entire team.
Basically, everyone on the team fucking. I had it first though, so
by our train.
Okay. Everyone else is
thanks for mine. Like, let's get to our podcast team roasts. I guess
I don't know if ours are in the same order. So should we just go back and forth and just if we see one's not?
Really yeah, good. I go first. I wish I could hate this podcast, but you guys roast yourselves too much. But fuck you guys, anyways. You want to thanks? Sure.
But that's the thing, man. We roast ourselves. Basically, not just like so you guys don't, because like, you know, don't want to hurt our feelings, but it's self-awareness. We know when we're doing bad sometimes. We know when we say stupid things. We roast ourselves. I don't know what I'm getting out of this. I'm trying to be like sentimental.
Are you trying to say, like, can we move on?
Yeah.
Thank you.
This podcast is so stupid. Talk about current events that actually matter.
I actually have a very intelligent answer to this one. I was going to say intellectual, but I... Never mind.
Well, you shouldn't have.
Moral of the story.
Bing bong.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my train of thought got derailed.
Are we going to say a current event?
The reason why we don't talk about current events is because most current events that are going on are very political.
And also, we don't talk about current events because you guys fucking... We do this podcast once a week, and it current events podcast should be almost like a fucking radio station.
Every other day. Yeah. We can talk about like
we do some current events at the end or at the start. We kind of mention a few things going on in our lives and fucking, you know what? If whoever said that question, how about you go fucking?
Why don't you go start a political podcast? How's that?
How about whoever said that question DM me Start a political podcast. Start a current events podcast and see how fucking well you do, you loser.
Good one, Kale.
Thanks.
You peaked in high school. That's it.
I did. 100% did.
I peaked in junior high school. Got over that.
I peaked in high school because I literally moved out and became the fucking most popular kid in your hometown. So.
Huh?
Yeah, what was that?
I didn't hear what you said. I'm trying
to
read.
That's what I thought. Guys, start a podcast.
Whoa.
Guys okay? Starting a podcast is male equivalent to girls starting an Oomphlands.
An Oomphlands.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah, bye everyone. Oomphlands. OnlyFans. I don't know, man. We're not making as much money as those OnlyFans girls, so that's a lie.
I swear
to
fuck.
That's a fucking lie.
Again, who was it? Well, when we had Zobin on, she, I don't know if she was being truthful, but she said she makes like fucking
$1 billion, she basically
actually
said.
Some girl, a friend of mine who listens to the podcast, I'm not going to say her name because I don't know if she wants me to or not. She texted me the next day saying, I did the math on Zobin's monthly subscription fee and how much subscribers she has. And if what Zobin said was true, she makes like 380,000 USD
maybe
a year.
Maybe she does.
I know. I'm not saying she doesn't. I'm just saying like that's fucking insane. We don't make that much. Almost.
We're
damn near. In maybe every 2 years, like bi-yearly, we'll make that much.
Maybe when we're 40. And if you combine all my other income I'll be having.
Yeah.
This one's really fucked up. I've been just trying to look at it for the last like 10 seconds.
Oh, that is fucked up.
I would rather eat my new puppy over listening to 14 seconds of your podcast.
You know what?
We're gonna find out who this is. Yeah. Whoever has a new puppy is.
We're gonna find out who this is. And we're gonna fucking.
I'm gonna call
animal services.
Animal cops on you.
No, what would that be? Who would you call? Animal.
Wildlife services.
Yeah, that would.
No.
Call fucking the game warden. No, it'd be.
Who do you call?
The SPCA.
The animal police.
SPCA.
PETA.
No, SPCA. What's SPCA?
I'm gonna call cops on them anyways. That's how upset I am. About this whole situation.
The SPCA is the Calgary Humane Society, providing service under animal protection. Fucking rights, Kale.
This person deserves...
And there's one in Calgary, so there we go.
This person deserves a whole nother level.
If you or someone you know sent us that roast, please let us know and we'll look after that. Because
if it's you, let us know so we can call the cops on you.
But if it's them and they let us know, that means they listen to more than 14 seconds of our podcast and their dog will probably survive.
Oh, we don't want them to listen.
Okay, well then if you know who said that, well, we're spending way too much time on this question. You guys peaked with, this is ironic. You guys peaked with the Zobin interview.
So I didn't peak in junior highs. That's all I'm hearing from
I
this.
I didn't peak in high school. That's good. That's awesome. This is good news.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, thank
you. That's actually horrible news. And it's kind of low-key true.
Thanks, guys.
I think we didn't peak. That's just been our best one. The peak is yet to come.
Guys, if you've ever seen how a mountain is,
Oh, Bills, don't say anything stupid here. We're like an iceberg.
I'm like a mountain on top of other mountains.
You ruined it, man.
But
you absolutely made it so much fucking worse for us.
Fuck. But instead of me
bye,
getting,
Jade. Jade's leaving. She didn't even say goodbye.
But instead of getting to
bye, Jade.
Instead of getting to the top of the mountain, my
Jade really
peak,
just leave.
My peak is always going up to the next level of mountains.
Why'd Jade just leave?
Like, I don't know, man. I'm talking about mountains.
Sorry. Why'd she even say goodbye? That kind of upsets me.
Whatever.
But yeah, honestly, no, we're an iceberg, because an iceberg the peak's at the bottom. Isn't it?
It sounds like a chirp to us. Two quick ones, I'll just read them off here. I'll do three, there's three short ones. Podcast is good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kale is ugly.
Not thank you. Fuck you.
Nothing to roast, huge fan.
Nothing to roast, huge fan from Kitimat, BC.
Huge fan.
You guys hear that? We have fans all the way out in fucking Kitimat, BC.
Shout out Kitimat, BC.
Shout out Kitimat. Maybe we'll go do a live show out there one day.
I hear it's actually the luxury city of BC, Kitimat.
I can't tell if you're joking or not, but I heard Kitimat's not that.
Nah, you're lying.
But shout out Kitimat.
Shout out Kitimat,
BC. Good to know
BC.
That all three of you who live out there listen to our podcast. they take turns each night tucking each other in bed and print off scripts from the podcast to read like a bedtime story. That's probably why they fall asleep every... That's probably why I fall asleep every time I play podcast.
See,
grammar wasn't bad.
Here's another...
I didn't do great.
Here's another thing. If you're going to chirp us...
Do great.
Do great grammar. Grammar, use Grammarly. You know what you need to do before you put in these chirps? Run it through Grammarly. Then it'll be like, you're an idiot.
Is Salt leaving too now? No, he's locking the door. Thanks, Salt. Good call. Well, you don't really have to anymore. The crackheads aren't there anymore, which we discussed last
podcast. Yeah, fuck, man. I wish they were here right now so we could talk to them. This was the type of night where we would be talking.
They could have been on here in a minute.
No, one's got no teeth. The one guy would go, he goes like this. He goes, and you guys good tonight? And you're like, oh fuck, man.
He's going to come in his fucking tidy white. He's going to have his left nut hanging out. Poor anyways, guy. Yeah, no, that's not true. We don't even have a printer, so we can't print off scripts.
Yeah. All right. I was recommended this podcast by a friend, and let me tell you, I find watching homeless people dumpster diving more entertaining. You know what? That's funny, because I enjoy watching people dumpster diving, so that actually puts us on a good pedestal.
I'm not gonna lie, I did enjoy it back when I didn't see it every fucking day right below our balcony. Well, not right good below. Point. We're on the
floor. You know what?
Is that good?
The funniest I ever saw was the one time when I was in the gym, and obviously the dumpsters are right outside that window. And this guy pulls up in a wheelchair, and I was like, fuck, I feel so bad for this guy. Like, he's like, obviously he's homeless, and he's like, can't in a wheelchair. He fucking hops right out of the wheelchair and stands on the wheelchair.
That's just his transportation. Yeah. He just doesn't want to walk. That's actually kind of a good idea. Man, my fucking, I kind of felt bad this one time. So there's, when we take garbage, so this is funny, guys. Nathan and I didn't know we had a garbage chute literally like right by our door, basically. So we had been going down the whole elevator for the first probably 3 months to throw all their garbage in the dumpster out back. But probably the last time I went and even looked in the dumpster, it was right after I cooked a lasagna. It was like maybe a day old. I took a bite. It just gave me a weird feeling. So I'm like, I'm just going to chuck it. And right when I literally threw it in the dumpster, a homeless man came and I'm like, hey, there's a half-eaten lasagna there if you want. He goes, thank you so much, man. And then I walked away and I'm like,
it's so honest.
I'm like, that's great. Yeah, like, that's actually crazy.
It's crazy how, like, just little things, man. It's the little things in life. You make a difference.
Yeah. Well, moving on to that was a little soft. Started a podcast to get more pussy.
Didn't need to start a podcast.
Didn't need to start a podcast for that. Just had to move downtown.
But I didn't get any.
That was honestly the one. It's funny, too, because we've actually been asked pickup lines a few times on this podcast, and we'll try to say some. But honestly, my best pickup line I used for the first 3 months living down here was, I live just down the street, and it's worked every fucking
still
time.
Still hate that. I mean, I live with you, and I don't use that line. So,
yeah, man, you started a podcast.
Wannabe influencers? We are. Well, we are.
We are.
What's the definition of an influencer?
We aren't yet, but we do want. I want to be an influencer, man. I can't wait to put.
I think we just need, my Instagram bio. You just need one or two clips to go viral. Next thing you know, it's
your toe.
Stop touching my fucking feet, Kale.
Sorry, I told you I have a fucking foot fetish. It's been a long time.
You become white girls posting everything on your story when you're drunk.
But that's gotta be just tonight. Man, I was just looking
through. That was just you tonight.
Right before we just started recording, I was going through, and I'm probably gonna regret these all in the morning.
Yeah, there's some bad clips on there.
I posted 28 stories on our minimal filters tonight, and 20 of them were me talking to the camera.
Okay, we got a couple more here. Let's wrap it up.
But wait, we went Instagram live. You okay?
Man, I'm at that point of the night where I just want a drunk cigarette.
Oh, my God. Oh, Saul, do you have darts still? Okay, well.
That's useless. Okay. You're fucking useless.
No, he's. Oh. Whatever.
Sorry. two more.
We went Instagram live tonight, and we were using it on my phone, but my speaker doesn't work. So the first 10 minutes, no one heard a fucking thing we were saying. Podcast is solid, can't lie.
Thank you. That is honest. Last one. I'm going to take it because, you know, it's what I do. Two white guys in their early 20s start a podcast to talk about life. What a creative idea.
All right, that's fair, huh?
You know what? What's funny is this might be one of the first like texts that I've ever read out loud where you can feel the sarcasm in it.
Yeah.
You can and also, feel the sarcasm.
Why emphasize in white guys? Is that this person being racist, you think?
There's nothing wrong with it if we were any other color. So
yeah.
Seems pointless.
That is kind of weird, but that's actually kind of funny. Fuck you said that because it is a pretty creative idea, huh? Fucking asshole.
Okay, I think we'll wrap this up.
Okay, well, yeah, we're going to go have a drunk cigarette because
I need fun going to bed.
I'm craving one.
I'm going to bed.
Hopefully.
Okay, I'm leaving. See ya.
Okay, make sure.
You can sign us off.
Okay. Thanks everyone for tuning in to Get Burned and Save at Minimal Filters today, Sunday, February 7th.
February 6th, 2022. All right, bye.
Hey.
Jackson's already fucking in bed. Maybe we're not having a drunk cigarette. Pass me your... Okay, never mind. Good night, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Yeah, so that was that. I hated a lot of it. I really did.
I fucking hated it. I don't want to ever do that ever again.
No, we'll do it again.
Yeah.
We'll do it again.
It was actually a lot of fun in the moment, but it's like, again, right after we're done, too, it's like, man, that was fucking so funny.
We thought it was good.
And then the next morning, sorry, I woke up with... I threw up the next day, too.
Well, man, I woke up the next day, and I was so fucking hungover. It was like, it was one of those ones where I woke up, and my head was just pounding, and I was like, God,
it was. Fuck. You want to know how my fucking day went? To start off, that, again, that I had fucking bad anxiety about the whole situation. I'm like, this, there's no way that was actually good. And then... I remember that the night before, which is why you ended up paying for my bills at fucking Kraft and Greta, that I got, everyone listen, don't trust your bank. I don't know what I'm saying. I got fucking robbed. My bank got hacked. $1,200 got taken from my account, sent and already accepted as a new transfer. So now there's a 10-day investigation and I have no fucking card.
Moral of the story is you owe me like $200, I think.
I know. Actually, I did the math that day. I even took off your $4 fries you got. I think it's like $168.
Yeah, you split those two Kraft and whatever
bills. So it cuts in half, then I got to add the OPA that the next morning.
And the 35. It'll be about 200. Anyways, moral of the story, don't get hacked.
Yeah. Don't recommend it, honestly.
Yeah, it's not a good idea to get hacked. All right. Quickly here, we got chirped for not doing current events. So how's this? Super Bowl number... I don't know.
56?
I don't know what it is. Anyways... Bengals versus Los Angeles Rams. All right. Here's my dilemma here. I want the Bengals to win. I love the Bengals. I love Joe Burrow. I love his drip. But
Joey Burr.
I think this might actually be a landslide of a Super Bowl.
It actually like low-key fucking makes me a little bit upset because I'm so wanting. Like, again, I want Burrow to win just because the story of it, but I'm not confident enough.
So, yeah, exactly. So, here's my thing. I bet on the Bengals because, like, I want all my full heart. I want all my energy towards them. But if I was a smart bettor, unlike myself, put your money on the Rams. I feel like it could even be a blowout. I really do.
And here's the thing. So, it is Super Bowl 56. I'm glad I said that right. No one's going to tell me it's 56. But also, guys, I had 4 futures this year that I bet before playoffs even started. I had the Cowboys, Packers, Bucks, and the fucking Bengals were a throw-in, basically. 21-1 odds.
Nice, yeah.
So if they fucking win, I think, what are they now, like 2.6?
Yeah, I bet $100 to get 260. So,
I fucking hope so, man. That'll be an absolute fucking night. I'm going to have to end up fucking getting drunk enough that day anyways, because what do I have to do, Bales?
Oh, right. All right, so... Can you give your pick, though? Like,
pick, you know what?
If you were honestly betting the game, like, I do genuinely believe it's going to be a blowout. If you're betting the game, I would genuinely bet the Rams.
You know what? I'm betting the Bengals because the Bengals shouldn't have beaten the Chiefs either. And they're on the absolute highest cloud they can possibly be.
On our favorite podcast, they call it the Team of Destiny. And they have that type of vibes because they've been an underdog this whole time, but they find ways to win.
They've never, ever made it this far before.
Yeah, they made Super Bowl once, actually.
Damn it. Fuck!
Yeah. All right. Anyways, Super Bowl Sunday, Kale and I and our friends will be at the Unicorn. But if you want to see extra entertainment, all you have to do is go to Stephen Avenue during the halftime show, and you'll see our own halftime show of 3 dudes running in either tighty whities or a Speedo.
You'll literally see a half moon show.
Yeah, nice. Half moon instead of halftime. So, like we said, we talked about it before. We said that you guys got second place and last place in our... fantasy football, but I mean, it's funny. It'll be cool videos. That's all I gotta say.
It's me, Cranny, and Lindy.
Yeah.
Lindy came second, which is honestly like almost worse than being last because you're that close to being first, but you got second. So you're also like, you're a bigger loser than being last, actually. Because, like, anyways, he's doing it with me. I came last, but also before the very, very last week, me and Cranny, a buddy of ours, we shook hands and said, you know what? We should just do it together no matter what. Because I think, I had a higher projection. So I was going to beat him if it was like, if everyone got what they should have gotten. So we're like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it, let's shake hands. He ended up fucking destroying me. But shout out to Cranny. A word is a word. He's a good man. Handshake's a handshake. So all three of us are running, like Nathan said. Man's we're going to do it right at halftime, hopefully before the halftime show starts so we don't miss it.
Yeah.
But it'll be from Stephen Ave to Stephen Ave, so it'll be like five blocks.
Yeah, all right. So
hopefully
yeah.
it isn't cold.
Yeah, I haven't even checked the weather. We'll find out
soon. It's supposed to be snowing.
Is it actually?
Yeah, I checked like 10 minutes ago. I'm fucking scared, man.
Okay. In that note, I think it's time to wrap up the show. We really have to clean this one off with our shower thoughts because
we need a shower.
That was not only an intoxicated one, but you know what? Some of the things I said, I was like, I don't know if I would have been able to come up with that sober, but other than I was like, what am I fucking saying? Like, yeah. I listened to that and I was like, what the fuck did I just say?
I was funny too. Like, Salt was literally just an absolute menace to society the whole entire night. He was just fucking just eating his McDonald's, but in the most loud, possibly obnoxious way. And then luckily, I love you, Jade. I'm sorry I was mad at you. I wasn't actually mad at you. It was like, mad at like
she's not gonna listen to this so
you probably not but anyways it. She left and it was kind of funny because I don't know if like we scared her away or what, but
you're a scary guy. All right, shower thought of the day.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna go first here. You know, I'm gonna get really deep here. So the internet is a really powerful thing nowadays. It really gives you perspective on how the world and how the world's changed and how much it's really evolved over the last, you know, you can even say last 20, 30 years.
Oh, easily.
But my shower thought is that the internet has given me the power to have seen more naked women than probably all of my ancestors combined.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, dude, 1,000%. Unless my grandpa started using the web.
Or unless your grandpa was a nudist and hung out in a nudist colony.
I still think I would see more because if you do the math of the amount of videos I've watched from the moment I was like 13, 14... Yeah.
You know what? I'm honestly going to take the over on, let's say, 10,000 female bodies nude I've seen.
I was going to say like 500.
500,000?
I mean, you see the same girl sometimes.
You see the same one. But you also don't. Oh, maybe you're right.
I'd say like, that's a lot still.
I'm going to say over under 1,000. I'm taking the over of 1,000.
I'd say 500. Whatever. Around 500, I'd say, is the amount of different.
I love how your shower thought actually started really like deep there, and this kind of just became, you know, a Nathan
talk about
shower
porn. Thought.
Yeah,
basically talking about porn.
What else would you talk about, right?
Yeah,
that is true though. Like even the latter half of that obviously is true with the porn, but before that, when it's like internet has fucking, it still scares me. Like, what even is life, man? Come on. One of those.
You're asking the wrong guy. I don't know.
My shower thought, and I fucking hate this, and you all will probably agree. Like, because I have the best shower thoughts. Everyone actually has three voices. The one in your head, the one you hear when you talk, and the one everyone else hears instead. And I say that because I have a voice in my head. I can't even fucking describe what sound it is because it's fucking inner thought. I have my voice that I can hear right now that I'm talking, and then when I hear my own voice in videos, I want
to
throw up.
Did you know if you like have a thought to your head and like for me right now I'm trying to give my inside voice the voice of Morgan Freeman. That's all I can hear right now. Can you do it right now?
Yeah, wow. Isn't that weird though, man? Like also
no.
You know, can I quickly add to this is gonna blow your mind. I'm adding to the shower thought. This is the first time ever I'm adding to a shower thought because it's on the same line.
Okay. Don't scare me.
No. This might scare you. What voice does a deaf person hear in their head?
Yeah.
I had to do a thing in a psychology class about like deaf people and like dreams and all that stuff like that. Like, what language do they dream in? Isn't that because they never like people who are born deaf and
that
have
kind of makes me sad though.
I know,
it makes me sad.
Also, we don't know.
I'm an empathetic person at heart, and that makes me sad.
Actually, I bet if you googled it, there'd be a deaf person who's answered that question before and was able to like somehow
describe it.
Yeah.
Oh well.
But yeah. Also, I won last nails too. Like, it's funny. It was close, like I 50, said, 52 to 48.
Yeah. I like, honestly, dude, I don't care if I lose. Like, as long as they're close, it's fun.
So. And then, I think we actually, that was our biggest, guess how many votes we had on that one? 358 votes.
Million? 358?
Yeah.
That's our most ever. That's cap.
It was absolutely. I feel like it's cap. We're probably like 200. I just want to sound fucking big better because cool. Everyone else earlier was making
fun that's it. Anything else, Kel, you want to say?
No, nothing else. Just hope you all enjoy the rest of the week. It's a big week of school for me. And then Sunday, Super Bowl. Everyone have fun. Come to Unicorn and see us naked.
Everyone let loose on Sunday. I mean, Super Bowl Sunday, it's kind of the day. It's like literally the one Sunday I can think of where everyone's allowed to get drunk. Mm-hmm. So, unless you're
Even Catholic. If you're 16.
No, you got to be 18. All right. Peace out.
Bye, everyone.
Kids, I'm your eager beaver.
And I'm Mr. Grizzly.
If you love politics
or hate politics,
then have we the perfect podcast for you.
The True North Eager Beaver.
Incisive political commentary.
We keep you up to date
and give you the political and media literacy you seek
to help you
cut through the bovine fecal matter.
Facts first.
Sound analysis.
Sometimes I growl.
Sometimes I sass.
We impart civics and build community.
And we share some laughs along the way.
Being informed
and engaged has never been more fabulous.
Or sexy. Catch us on the Dean Blundell Network or on our YouTube channel.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because democracy is something you do.
It is your favorite girl. That's right. It's the Ali Mars. The one and the only. Everyone else just ain't me. I am the host of Welcome to Mars, a lifestyle podcast where nothing is off the table. I have come a long way from sex and dating. And have transformed the new vibe to all things lifestyle. We still talk sex, but I'm more interested in the journey, where people have come from, how they made it, and where they're going. Subscribe or follow to a brand new look and a brand new era. Welcome to Mars.
Subscribe or follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, or at theallymars.com.
Because even with the new look, I'm still that same bitch you love to hate.